All right, welcome to the Driver Town Hall conference call. It's great to have everybody join, and happy Veterans Day as well. Thank you to all the veterans that we have joining the call. We appreciate your service to this country. My name is Mitch England, and as I said, this is the Driver Town Hall conference call. And you've got myself as well as many others from the executive team and most of the managers and most of the departments and divisions are represented here. We do this once a month, where we take time to kind of update you on what we're thinking, what's going on, as well as gather feedback. We appreciate any questions or comments that you may have. All of this is just an effort to try and improve our service to our customers, improve our company as a whole, and just help us to kind of do our jobs better. And so we appreciate you joining again. And we record these meetings and we post them on the CRE Toolbox app under the podcast section. So if you'd like to listen to this again or want to listen to past Driver Town Hall conference calls, you can do that there. Now I'm just going to turn it over to our host, our COO, Zach England. Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, thank you, Mitch. Excited to be on with everybody today, and I want to echo Mitch's comments. Happy Veterans Day to everyone. So grateful for those who have sacrificed for our country and for their service. And we're grateful for all of our drivers. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for all the great work that you're doing out on the road, representing us with our customers and driving safely, safe and on time every time, all that you're doing. Just grateful, very grateful for each of you. And like Mitch said, we have all the top leaders on the from the company on the call today. So excited to open it up here in a few minutes. If you have any questions or comments, we've got the right people on the phone. Of course, this is one of the many outlets that we have for feedback collection for people, our drivers specifically, to provide feedback that we use to improve and get better. We also do fleet level town hall meetings on a regular basis to get into more of the fleet specific issues that come up. So in some cases, if it's the comment or question that comes up, if it's very specific to you or to the fleet, we'll have someone else follow up with you. But a lot of those can be discussed on the fleet level town halls that you have, or of course at any point with your driver manager, fleet manager, that those can always be brought up. We of course each month do at the end of each safety video, we ask for your feedback in the driver survey. And when we allow for that to be anonymous, but if you want to provide a name, we will reach out with to address any feedback that you have as well. We also have the road team, which handles feedback and conversations in a lot of different ways. In that case, it's drivers helping drivers, and that's a different perspective. We have on the mobile app, there's opportunities through HR, there's opportunities to provide feedback and to reach out if you have any questions. So we've worked really hard over the years to create a culture where we can hear from anybody that has any questions or concerns and work through it. But so this is one of the ways, and looking forward to those discussions. We have a couple things to talk about before we get into driver comments and questions. And I mentioned a minute ago about the road team. And I know Darren Wingard, who leads the road team, has a couple things he wants to share with the group. Go ahead, Darren.
Yeah, thank you, Zach. Good morning to all the drivers. Thanks for calling in. We are doing Road Team Live tomorrow, and we're going to be doing this with Chandler England, who is our Director of Benefits. As you guys know, we've got open enrollment happening right now and got some changes as we go into next year. So you guys probably have some questions. You probably want to hear directly from Chandler what's going on. So we're going to have him as our guest on Road Team Live tomorrow. So that's Wednesday, 3 p.m. Mountain Time. I will send out the call-in number to everyone so you can join us there. And then coming up on the 21st, we have our first Road Team Live show that is going to be about kind of a new series about cooking on the truck. And actually, if you're not in the sleeper truck, we're going to include you too, those of you that drive day cabs. And it's just talking about how we can all cook for ourselves, eat healthier, be healthier, get in a little bit better shape. And so we're kicking that off on the 21st. Look for more information on that. And of course, I'll send out the call-in number for that. But we hope all of you guys will join us on Road Team Live tomorrow, 3 p.m. Mountain Time with Chandler England, all about open enrollment. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Darren. Yeah, so again, Road Team Live tomorrow, 3 p.m. Mountain Time. And then that, I love what you're doing, Darren, with the cooking on the truck coming up here in about 10 days. On the 21st, we'll learn more about that. And yeah, I think that'll be very useful for all of our drivers to hear about. So thank you for your leadership there, Darren.
Thank you.
We have some, we recently received some pretty dang exciting news related to our safety results and our CSA score. And so Dusty England, our VP of Safety and Compliance, is on, and he's going to talk us through that. Go ahead, Duff.
Good morning,
first. Thanks for being here. So yeah, as Z mentioned, we just got some good news. First of all, I assume most of you drivers are aware that the FMCSA,
the whole trucking companies accountable through the
CSA program, and so we're measured on our safety performance in this CSA program. CSA has been around since 2010. There are seven different basics. One of them is our crash score,
which measures all CO2 crashes and how
well we're doing there. Last year at this time, we got really good news. Our crash score dropped below the threshold
that the FMCSA set,
and that allowed our ISS score to drop lower than it ever had been. And that determines how often we get inspected in ports of entry.
So you see that those
inspections go down. We
get new score every month.
And as I mentioned,
we've got some really good news. Our
score this last month is the lowest that it's ever been. So congratulations to our drivers. And to everybody who worked so hard to get that score to where it is, we really appreciate all the work that has gone into that, and keep up the good work. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Dust. Dusty's audio was kind of going in and out a little bit there. To summarize that, the CSA score is, especially as it relates to our crash score and our ISS score, is the best we've ever had in the history of the program since it started in 2010. So just want to thank all of our amazing drivers for making that happen. That's really, really incredible, and we're very excited about that. Okay, next up we have Lori Akins, our VP of Corporate Sales, is going to highlight one of our very important customers. Go ahead, Lori.
Hey, Zach. Hey, everybody. Thank you. Today I'm going to talk about Armada Supply Chain Solutions. Armada has been a valued customer of CR England for over a decade. They were founded in 1890 as a meat packing company by the Hoffman family in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Armada is a supply chain solution expert in the restaurant and food service industry, supporting major chains like McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Panda Express, and the Darden Restaurant Group, which owns a portfolio of popular restaurant brands including Olive Garden, Longhorn Steakhouse, The Capitol Grill, and Ruth's Chris. Today, we at CR England support Armada in both our OTR and intermodal divisions that is aligned with Armada's nationwide distribution network. Our one-way division has averaged 25 loads per week over the past 3 years, with 2020 representing our historical peak due to the pandemic-driven volume surges within the fast food industry. Intermodal has averaged 14 loads per week, providing Armada with a stable, cost-effective option that complements the OTR network. Armada remains a strategic national account for CR England, representing critical freight within the restaurant and food service industry. Their focus on precision, transparency, and proactive communication aligns with CR England's core value of being safe and on time every time. We couldn't do this without you drivers, so thank you for all that you do to support our customers. Back to you, Zach.
Yeah, thank you, Lori. Armada's a great customer, and appreciate the highlight, as always. Speaking of growth with customers, I want to highlight a recent announcement that we haven't made public yet, but now's a good time to do it, with an existing customer, Niagara Waters, who we have a couple of dedicated fleets with currently. They just awarded us two more locations. So this is an example of providing the great service, and it puts us in a position to grow. So there's two different markets, the Salt Lake City market. It's actually in Brigham City. That'll be 11 drivers. And then in the Denver market, that's 10 more drivers. All this is day cab work, really good business. We've been working with them for a number of years now, and it's a quick startup. So we're starting that up here in about a month, just over a month. So if interested, reach out to recruiting. We will have some good local positions in Salt Lake and Denver available soon. So excited about that. And that's, of course, on top of, we've talked about these before, but the growth this year in 2025 has been incredible on the dedicated side specifically. We added 80 driving jobs in Van Nuys, California with Anheuser-Busch, which, again, it's an existing bit customer where we provided great service, and we were rewarded with a new location there in Van Nuys, so excited about that. Kroger, this is actually one that started with England Logistics and with our over-the-road division, and we did a great job there, and we were awarded its 210 driving jobs in Denver with Kroger, so very excited about that. And then finally, the last big one I want to call out is Odessa, Texas with Dollar Tree. And again, that's like probably our eighth or ninth unique location with Dollar Tree. That's another 30 driving jobs out there in Odessa. So just super excited and grateful for that. And it really, that whole growth that I just described with Anheuser-Busch, Kroger, Dollar Tree, and of course the Niagara Waters and Salt Lake and Denver, all of that isn't possible without our amazing drivers, but also living up to our mission and core values is how we get this done. And so just as a reminder, our mission is to deliver excellence to our team members, customers, and community. I think it's apparent that when we do deliver excellence like we did in this case, we are able to grow, and with growth comes opportunity. Of course, safe and on time every time is our first core value. So critical. We talk about that a lot. We are family. We treat each other as family, and amazing things happen. We're community-driven through our One Initiative. We're coming up on 14 million children fed. And then we honor the crest with how we act with integrity. And so I think all that, when that comes together, great results happen and new opportunities come. And so we're grateful for everybody for living up to that. So that's the end of my prepared remarks. Mitch, I'll give it back to you for instructions for the Q&A portion.
Okay, now we're open to the feedback. Any questions, comments you have, just dial *6 on your phone and you'll be entered into the queue. Again, so *6, and then we got a few coming in, so just let's give it a minute or so before we got some more in here. All right, first caller is James Hatch. James, go ahead with your comment or question.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well, and happy Veterans Day to all my fellow veterans. Thank you guys for all the service. Just one real quick thank you very much to you guys on the board. I don't know who pulled the strings, made it happen, but we here in Casa Grande no longer are pulling stickers from underneath plastic on the Walmart account. Thank you very much for getting that lifted from us. It definitely made my deliveries go much more smoothly yesterday. I wasn't fighting with labels stuck to plastic on dog food bags. It was a nice change. So thank you for that.
That was James. Was it you that called in? Was it last month where we talked about
that?
The
that was me.
Yeah,
that was me. It has been a thorn in my side for a couple of years, and I really appreciate it, guys. It honestly makes things so much faster, and for the guys in the receiving too. for the people pulling the freight off the trailer. It's they're moving faster because we're not in their way, and they're not waiting for us to pull tags. So it's an improvement on both sides all the way around. So thank you very much.
That's great to hear, and appreciate the you joining again and kind of providing an update on that. I've driven on CASA, spent an afternoon driving a few years ago, and remember that process very well. And so that's a nice improvement for sure. Charlie, are you on the call? And I don't know if you have any comments, but yeah, this is definitely an example of hearing feedback and working with the customer and trying to make it happen, and good results here. Charlie?
Yeah, I'm on the call. Happy Veterans Day, James. I really appreciate your service. You know, I'd like to tell this as one of those, you know, you spoke up and we listened. We made it happen. Didn't change anything we were doing. We just put some more emphasis on it. And the customer, you know, it was a goal of theirs to begin with. They just hadn't been meeting the goal. So whether it was our encouraging or the stars lined up, I'm glad that it worked out for you.
Yeah, whatever happened, somebody put the stars in alignment at some point. So thank you, guys. One quick question. As this goes to our maintaining our CDL and our medical certification, and I'm only asking this because I have been pulled for a random 3 months back to back to back. We're no longer compensated anything for the time that we're away from the yard to do the drug screen or the random drug and alcohol test. I understand the philosophy of, you know, well, that's necessary to maintain our CDL, and that's our CDL. I get that. My question is it revolves around the fact that when we do go do those randoms, which we have to do, and I don't have a problem with doing the randoms, it's that it does take away from our time for the day. So let's say we're on a local. Now, I'm in a condo, and I don't get locals every day, but let's say I'm on a local. It will affect my ability at some point to get a second load for the day. So it could end up costing me a couple $100 if I get to a drug screen and there's a long line, which happened a couple of months ago for me. I waited 2.5 hours for my random. That definitely affects my day, not being able to go back and get a second load. So I was limited to one load that day. And it, you know, cost me about $150, $175, something like that. But the compensation was taken away, and I was just wondering what the reasoning was behind that. If that's the rule, that's the rule, and I'm sure there's a good reason. I was just curious as to what it was.
Charlie, I don't know if you had a comment. I know Dustin England wants to make a comment as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask what the timeline on what was that change, but then we can let Dustin speak to the policy.
Yeah, James, this is Dust. I'm curious. You said you used to get compensated. Can you tell me about that?
It was like standby pay. It wasn't like we were getting paid, you know, for a missed load or anything like that. It was basically like that, sitting on standby. It was $20 for an hour.
Okay.
But that would be something. So it was on the local office.
Yeah, I guess. Your fleet can comment on that. Maybe Travis is going to comment on that. But I'll just say it's our process for pulling random drug tests is totally random. I apologize. It's too bad that you've been
two times
in a row. But it's
fine. I'm not bothered by that. It's that somewhere along the line, the decision was made to give us no compensation for that time, which I'm not trying to get all the standby or delayed. I don't want that removed. I'm just saying when those things happen, like a breakdown or standby or delays at vendors, we do get compensated for those because it does affect our ability to get back and get a second load if we have a you know, local routes that day. So that was the only reason I was asking.
I can certainly take a deeper look at it. I was unaware it was being paid at all. So shame on me.
I hope I didn't start a fire somewhere that didn't need to be started.
No fire, not yet.
Yeah, Charlie, just wondering if that was changed with some of the leadership changes or something. Why don't you look into that?
That's where I was heading to next, Zach. As you know, James, we made some changes in the number one and the number two in the location. And inevitably, you comb out something, whether it was a misunderstood process or something that evolved along the way. we obviously have a new manager in place who is very heads up on what the processes are.
Oh, and for the record, Luis is fantastic. Absolutely, absolutely love the guy. He's great.
Thank you. We love to hear that. We're real proud of him.
Yeah, our office. Okay. We have a really good office at Casa Grande, guys. I don't know if you guys. I mean, I know you're aware, but for other people around the country, you guys, we have a great office staff, and so this is not a reflection on them in any way. It was just me trying to, get a bone out of my craw. That was it.
Okay. Well, no, thank you, James. Appreciate the feedback and the comments about the awesome team down there in Casa. And Charlie will follow up. Thank you for
I'll
your
get
comments. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Next caller is Warren Espeland. Warren, go ahead with your...
Hey, can you all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
So I'm going to try and make it quick because I'm sure there's a lot of callers that have all their questions and whatnot, but there seems to be a miscommunication between some of the drivers and some of the road service agents about optimized idle on the Freightliners and the auto start system on the Peterbilt. So I had normally have a Peterbilt, which is in the shop getting a new bumper because I hit a deer and they got to fix that, and it has the auto start system. So they put me in a Freightliner, which has optimized idle, or, well, it would, but it's not enabled. So when I go to optimize idle, it says not available. When I called road service, they said, oh, it's supposed to be like that. We don't have optimized idle on our 2026 Freightliners anymore. So I'm not sure if they're confused or what's going on with that.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Warren. Great question. We're going to turn it over to Aaron Durand, the Director in Maintenance Operations. Go ahead, Aaron, or Rhino Ron Hall may want to chime in as well, VP of Equipment and Fuel. Go ahead, Aaron.
Thank you. So in a lot of cases, this is a parameter that needs to be activated. So there are some instances where it just needs to be activated. The difference between the Freightliner and the Peterbilts and Kenworth is the ignition key does need to be in the off position, and then holding the auto start button on the dash, that's what will enable your your opti idle. Once that is set, then you can adjust your temperatures from there. When you're going through your process, is it just not active at all, or are you able to hold the key and then it will say that it's going into active start?
No. So this is a Freightliner. So this has, you go to the truck icon in the menu, you scroll down to optimize idle, you click optimize idle, and it has the option there, the battery cold startability and battery default, and then the interior comfort mode. This truck just straight up says not available when you try to select optimize idle. And when I called road service to tell them, hey, we need to get this activated, they told me, oh, well, it's not active on our new Freightliners anymore because it's between 20 degrees and 75 degrees, which I know is what the idle shutdown is set to, but I was under the impression, and maybe I'm wrong in thinking this, that the optimized idle is supposed to, and the auto start for that matter, in the Peterbilts and Kenworths, is supposed to override the idle shutdown for the purposes of keeping the engine warm, cooling when it's hot, and also keeping the batteries charged.
That's correct. Maybe the opti-idle is set up for charging the batteries. Go ahead, Ron.
Maybe I can help by explaining what our spec decisions have been over the last couple of years. So originally, years ago, we used to not have any other idle strategy other than just setting ambient temperatures. So you couldn't idle above if the ambient temperature was above 72 or below 20. Actually, you couldn't idle in between those. If it was above 72, you could idle. If it was below 20, you could idle. We made a decision probably about 4 years ago to move to optimized idle for comfort mode to most of our trucks. Now, there was a production run there where during the supply chain shortage where Freightliner couldn't get all the parts to make optimized idle available to us, so we had to go back to that ambient temp setting. But we got through that, and now we spec everything with D-Climate, which for D-Climate to work, that's an electric APU. For D-Climate to work, you have to put it in optimized idle battery maintenance mode, and comfort mode doesn't exist for declimate because we want you to use the APU. Now, we just barely went, and let me make one correction to that. Declimate is not available on Peterbilt. So the Peterbilts have been coming with auto start stop with their version of optimized idle for comfort mode. But the bottom line is our strategy has been to move to this electric APU declimate specifically because it gives drivers good comfort inside the cab in the summer, but at the same time it saves us fuel. And to put that in perspective, our idle percent for trucks that just have standard idle parameters is about 40% average throughout the year. Our idle percent for declimate is about 20%. So we're saving a lot of idle fuel at the same time improving the quality of life inside the cab for the driver using declimate. But again, that declimate, it's not available on Peterbilt, and you have to use optimized idle battery maintenance mode to make that work. One more comment, and then I'll let you make any additional questions you have. The other comment I want to say is we just started a training campaign about 2 to 3 months ago where we are distributing training materials to all of our drivers as well as adding QR codes inside the cab so that if they're not familiar when they first get into a truck, they can scan that code and actually get some training on that particular unit, knowing that we've got multiple different idle techniques, idle strategies in the fleet. And most of those QR codes have been deployed to the truck. So that's kind of a review of our idle strategy. Hopefully folks are liking it. We're getting the return we need on the investment in the declimate by reducing idle percent. And again, hopefully giving drivers a better experience in the cab.
Okay. So my truck doesn't have an APU, and a lot of our trucks do not. It's supposed to have, my understanding is it's supposed to have the optimized idle as a substitute, and it's for whatever reason the parameter got missed when they set up the truck. Road service is flat out refusing to have it activated and enabled.
Aaron, let's you and I, Warren, what was your truck number?
Current truck number is 260-037. And there's a couple of our trucks that are like that. I can give you another truck number that does the same thing if you want.
Okay. There is a campaign on a handful of trucks to get them updated with current parameters. Let me see if that truck is on the campaign list. Let me also work to make sure that that the road service folks know which of the trucks were ordered with which technology. And the reason I say that is if it was ordered with optimized idle and it's not working, we should be willing to reflash it so that it'll work the way it was originally ordered. So we'll close some loops there. I'll work with Aaron on that, and hopefully we'll get you squared away.
All righty. Perfect. And I think that's it.
Thanks, Warren. Appreciate the question.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Warren. All right. Next question. Is from Tyler Savory. Hi, go ahead. Can you hear us?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm not sure if it's afternoon or morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to talk to you.
Tyler here. I'm from the Lake City Department on the Target account. I was just calling. I had two questions, actually, pretty short. I wanted to know if we are compensated for getting a roadside inspection at the weigh station or being pulled over on the highway by a trooper or just in general getting inspected. Are we compensated for getting an inspection on the highway?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Let's see. I think Tracy Brown is on the call. Tracy, the targets roll up under you. Would you mind answering that question?
Yeah, I will, Zach. Thank you. That's a great question, actually. Let me follow up with the Lake City target location and see if we have have done anything of that nature in the past, and then follow up with the driver as well.
Sure. Thank you very much. It was just a general question because I've been at a company before where they paid for it. I didn't see it on you guys' website. I was trying to do some research, but I'm not too sure about it, so I was calling. I was just asking that question.
No, it's a great question, and we'll be back with you sometime this afternoon.
The next question would be, can we turn, if we want to, like, change where we live, like, move to a different state, are we able to transfer to a different state account with the same account sure. that we're on?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. That happens all the time, actually. And we have, as we talked about before, and as you've noticed, we have positions all around the country. So, yeah, we can definitely arrange that. Wayne Cederholm, our Vice President of Recruiting, is on the line. Wayne, why don't you explain how that process would work?
Yeah, hi, Tyler. Thank you for asking about that. So we have, it depends on the state that you want to move to, but I think the best thing to do is you go onto your app and you go to Career Track, and you can see open positions. You can put in where you're looking as far as interest level and what jobs are in those states. So let's say, for example, I'll just use a common one. Oh, go ahead.
No, I didn't say anything. I said you could go ahead.
So let's just say you want to move to Denver. That's a common one where we have a lot of jobs. You would go into Career Track and find the job in that area, and then you can hit apply. We do have a lot of openings, let's say in Denver, that we would then be able to work with you on getting transferred. It does take some time to transfer. And I know that's been a frustration for many at a time, but we are working as diligently to get everybody transferred as possible. We have a lot of open positions right now, so now would be a good time. What state are you looking to move to?
I was thinking about California, but I was just asking because of the same, like, the time gap in between. I don't want to move and then get out of a job, so I was just thinking all of that. So I could, like, you know, more or less, what time and how long do I need to apply in advance and, you know, be ready to move over.
Yeah, so how about this? I'll get with you after, and we'll look at where you're looking to move to and put you on a list, and then we can talk through timing, and we'll get you connected.
All righty. Thank you very much for that. And that's pretty much it. I just want to say a shout out to my manager on my Lake City account because we have a good manager as well. I got to pick up my manager.
Okay. Well, that's
Tyler. Thank you.
Sorry, is that
Kirk? Yeah, go ahead, Kirk.
Yeah. So that's one great to hear that you got a good manager there. That's a good fleet. We've had that fleet for a number of years down there in Florida, and so we appreciate all you do there. Just to clarify on the if there's any kind of extra pay or anything like that as far as delays or something like that while, you know, in route at an inspection facility or whatever, we do not currently have that as a part of the compensation package. On any of the fleets, whether it's OTR or dedicated. So I just wanted to clarify that while you were still on the call before you dropped off.
Thank you very much for that. I was just checking. We weren't on a route either. We were just in route to work because we had gone to Salt Lake City to pick up our new truck. So thank you guys very much for our new truck. We love it. We really appreciate it.
Wow, very good.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Tyler. I think just generally a lot of those kind of miscellaneous things are contemplated when we look at the pay package for the overall W-2 pay. And so most of that pay is kind of officially calculated through the mileage pay, but kind of included in there. So appreciate your comments, and thanks for all you do, Tyler.
Thank you, Peter. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Tyler. Next call, Gene Luther. Gene? Can you hear us? I'm going to go for you here. Go ahead. You there, Gene?
Hello.
Yep.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now. Yep.
Okay. So I had a couple of different questions. I currently drive a Peterbilt. The ambient temperature part of it is set to, like, I don't know, 82 degrees. Obviously, it's cooling down. But when I inquired about it, they said that here at Colton, they don't have the necessary software to adjust it to where it was supposed to be, that they can only do it in Utah. The other thing was there was a we had some car break-ins here locally, and stuff was getting stolen here at the Colton yard. I just wanted to see what you all were doing to kind of beef up security around the yard, because, you know, we're out on the road. I feel like the last thing we want to worry about is our vehicles. That was it.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Gene. Let's go over to Ron on the Peterbilt ambient temp issue first, and then we'll address the Colton yard issues. Ron, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, any dealer should be able to reflash to our parameters, and we have a good relationship with the dealer in that market. It's Velocity Group. So I think the follow-up here, maybe Aaron can add your truck to the other truck that he took on the call, and we can do some follow-up just to farm it out to Velocity, just to do a parameter update to Velocity there. Are you standard idle parameters, not optimized idle, or
I have the auto start or whatever, but the ambient whatever it's set to, like, I don't know, it's set to like 82, and I from my understanding it was supposed to be the same as the Freightliners, where it's set to, what was it, 72 or below, it's supposed to shut down. Is that not correct?
Are you in a Peterbilt or Kenworth?
It's a Peterbilt.
Oh, okay.
It shuts off. So I don't know if that's if it's different or whatever, but that was the gist of it was the Colton yard. They said that the Colton yard didn't have the software, but Salt Lake did.
Yeah. So if it's a Peterbilt, that's absolutely accurate. And it's not Velocity Group. Velocity Group is the Freightliner dealer. We'd have to find the dealer in that market, and I'm not familiar with the dealer in that market for Peterbilt, but we can definitely do that. I'm sure they have somebody there that can do that for us. So, Aaron, have you got that?
Yes. So we work with Rush in Colton, and we can absolutely get that in and get that done. So we can have it either done at Colton or we can have it done in Salt Lake. We have a vendor that comes out to our yard to do that update,
okay.
So we can help you on either case. Can I get your truck number from you, please?
I'm sorry?
Can I get your truck number, please? I'd like to be able to follow up with this to make sure that
it's for you. Yeah, it's 240-700.
All right, thank you. I'll follow up with you offline.
Thank you so much.
And we'll get this taken care of.
Yeah,
thanks, guys. And let's talk about the second part of the question, which was about security and Colton. We're going to have Andy Carlino, who's the Director of Corporate Facilities, jump on and address that.
Hey there. Thanks for that question. We have noticed an uptick in intrusions into that parking lot over the last month or so. We're currently working with the security provider, Birdseye, who's out there, to install some extra cameras to help with that coverage. I do know that those are actually now being reported in real time, and they've called the police out two times in the last 3 weeks as they've seen people approach cars that they know are not their vehicles. And there's a quick response, and when I say quick, for Colton PD, that's around the 10-minute mark. And they do come out, do those investigations, and then give us a case number. So if something does come up missing for anybody, please reach out to Morris Roan, who's the facility manager down there, and he can provide you the information for that. Just so you know, we are working on adding more cameras in there to beef up that surveillance, and are also looking at some options at that exterior gate to make it more secure so that people can't walk by the kiosk.
Okay. Thank you,
Andy. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to touch on really quick there. You can ask any driver down at Colton, we're encountering homeless people coming in like all the time using the facilities down there. That was the other thing I was going to ask about, maybe if they were going to bring in like actual guards.
I can speak to that real quick as well. We're working on an access control process for that back set of doors. We're actually looking at two different options to propose. We've recognized that as well. And again, it's we'll have two options that we'll get out in front of the group, and we are working on that, and we'll get something taken care of for that specifically.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Gene. Just looking at your profile here, 12-and-a-half-year driver. Really appreciate your service, a trainer as well, on the Walmart fleet down there. So thanks for all your great work.
All right, good to talk to you, Gene. Okay, next question, Quinn Brown. Quinn, go ahead. Can you hear us?
Yep, I can hear you guys.
All right, go ahead.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
It's kind of a complicated situation. So I'm actually redoing the hiring process again. I actually talked to you guys last month about the optimized idle system with the truck that I was driving, which initially it did get fixed. So thank you for that. But initially last month I got a way station inspection on the 5th. And then I was on a hold for a little bit because it was my first time dealing with that kind of paperwork and everything, and I didn't know that I had to get it signed and take a picture and upload it into the system so that it was accessible by any upper management, so to speak. And then after I did a couple drives, I found out that I was put on a hold again, and I was on hold for like a week, and I was actively trying to get a hold of DOT compliance so they can – request the paperwork to remove the hold. And when I found out that the hold was removed, it was on a Monday. And then a couple days later, I received a run to Durango, Colorado for the Kroger account. And that was on the 29th and the 30th. And then a few days later on the 2nd, I was wondering why I wasn't getting any runs. So I tried refreshing the toolbox app and nothing was working. So from what I was told, you sign out of the toolbox app and sign back in to hopefully give it a refresh. And when I signed back in, I was told the app said I was terminated, which I found very confusing because while I was on hold, nobody tried to call me. I got no texts. I didn't get any messages on the CRE toolbox app, and I didn't get any emails initially about anything until the Monday that I was told that Bart from DOT compliance removed the hold and I was good to accept runs. That Sunday on the 2nd, I ended up going back to the Kroger Wendigo logistics facility for the Kroger account. And I was talking to a gentleman named Mitch who initially looked at everything, tried to help me out as best as possible. And we found out that
how's it going?
I was found out I was terminated on the 27th of October, which made no sense considering I was given a run 2 days later for the 29th into the 30th, which I completed and uploaded all the documents. And with that being said, I was just wondering, since I have to redo the hiring process, like, is there any way I can actually just bypass it all? That way I can just go back to the Kroger account and just continue doing my job the way I was.
Yeah, Quinn, this is Zach again. By the way, someone else I think is accidentally unmuted, and we're hearing some background noise. Everybody could check their phones. But,
okay.
Yeah, this is a very unique situation, and we will follow up with you. I think it's probably easier to follow up with you offline on this when you have everyone's attention. We have a little text string going, and we will be reaching out. The compliance team will, and Dustin's team will be following up with you, and we will make sure we get you squared away. And sorry you've had to go through this. I'm not sure, you know, obviously there's a lot of unique elements to this, but we will get you sorted out and taken care of. So we will be reaching out after this call.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah. Sorry again for the challenges you're going through. Appreciate you, and thanks for the call, Quinn.
Yeah, thank you. And the sooner I can get back to working, the better it'll be.
Yep. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right, next caller. We've got Michael Carter. Michael,
go ahead. Hello. Can y'all hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
All right. finally, after five. Ongoing 5 months now, I finally been able to participate in this monthly call. That's what I wanted to get out first and foremost. Nice to meet the Englanders, well, over the phone, but not in person, unfortunately. Maybe one day soon up in Salt Lake, don't know when. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans, yes, for their services as well. The female driver that was just on the call with her question, just real fast, I just wanted to put out there, I'm going to assume that she might be told no, because I was already told the same thing this last month on the ABE Anheuser-Busch account about not getting compensated for DOT inspections in front of the live officer. But, yes, I did, just like her, with the previous company that I was working for, did get a $100 bonus for that. But, again, that's a different story. So hopefully that might answer her question on that. But I had my own questions, but, yeah, I'll try to get them out of the way as quick as I can, because I don't like being long-winded. So, like I said, after finally being on the call, the first question is, I think it's just two of them, but the first question is, it's real simple. About a couple months ago, when I participated in one of the law calls, I don't know if I'm late in, I don't know how long, maybe days, weeks, months, or years, but I had a suggestion when it comes to the EII inspections for the cosmetic damages of worker, things of that nature, where sometimes I would say, because sometimes it won't tell me how to take pictures inside the trailer, either with the tablet or with your phone with the app. But if it does, because sometimes it doesn't, lately I've been experiencing that, but sometimes when it does, I was thinking of a suggestion, and one of the, I guess, mentors from the road team had said, well, yeah, you should bring that up during the town hall meeting, so that's what I'm doing now. Is it any way possible that, again, this is just making a suggestion, it might, yeah, obviously it's possible, but is there any way suggesting that if it requires us to take pictures of an empty trailer that we're picking up when we're dropping the hook and per se, or as far as getting empty or what have you, that, I don't know, is there any, like, any way for future y'all might be working on perhaps installing cameras in there? Then that way it'll cut out the workflow to not having to take pictures. The reason why I say that is because there's already tracking devices, of course, that y'all have on the nose of the frame of the trailer, if that makes sense. That's my first question.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Michael. So I think the question or the suggestion was related to cameras, and I know Kirk, our president of our truckload services, wants to address. Go ahead, Kirk.
Yes. So we have tested this option of internal cameras in trailers over the years for various customers, particularly whether a load is on a trailer or not, those kinds of things. And what we found, it's been a couple years since we've last done it, and what we found was the technology of the actual cameras wasn't great. And it wasn't reliable, and then, you know, things get broken and all of that stuff. It comes up time to time, certainly on the dedicated space, on whether we would maybe look and see if there's new, providers out there that can do that, better with new technology. So we'll keep that in mind, but currently so far it's not been something that's made. That's been viable for us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like I said, I had no clue, because I thought I was already late to the party, obviously, but because that's the first time I've ever heard personally EII with any carrier. Well, maybe I should take that, maybe, because nowadays with other carriers there, so like that, I don't know, but besides the DVR, but they're almost kind of similar. But nonetheless, so that was my first question. And then I guess my last question is, I don't want to be a complainer because that's, you know, how drivers are, as people are in general, but that's, they say trucking, or I should say personally, it's everyday life. But when it comes to, yes, these accounts, because I'm new to this dedicated stuff, by the way, the last company I was with, I was doing half over the road with them or power only. And I was new to the power only, too, with some regional and local in between for intermodal purposes back then. But nonetheless, now that I'm new to this dedicated stuff or position, I've kind of, well, see, that's why I say I would like to have this conversation private, but it's just some simple. But I times off, I requested for out of my home domicile in Texas, where I'm not from originally. I'm from Chicago originally. And I already understood last month that I was told that, okay, on this dedicated account for Anheuser, that we don't run lanes up there, maybe less once in the blue moon or something. And that was told, okay, you would have to make your own way up there from St. Louis. And, again, that's a different story. But as far as North Carolina, I said North Carolina in particular because that was my last place of residence, and it's kind of like a second home to me. But I've been taking time off in different areas, locations like Florida, for example, Jacksonville, what have you. But my question or concern is that I don't know how to put this because I've already spoken to the manager as far as on the account, and I love the account. I wanted to put that out there and be known. I love the account. I'm getting the miles. That's not the issue or none of that. Like I said, it's just for me when it comes to the request that I've been putting in advance. That's basically three times out the month if you're out 7 to 14 days and you look at it. So I was just doing my own math. But is there any way possible that, because I haven't get anything back after I last spoke with Tony particular last week, and then I've spoke with Tatiana one other time up last month, but I haven't been getting up because of her traveling, I guess, or what have you. But is there any way possible that I could, because I got denied once again for North Carolina just yesterday after I put it in advance last week after being told, oh, well, there's no freight volume going there. And then, yeah, it's so much because I've already delivered there and picked up Independence Day weekend a couple months ago in certain locations in that state. Now, all of a sudden, it's just always just passed through because going to Williamsburg, Virginia Brewery and come back through the Carolinas to Houston, Cartersville, et cetera. But is there any possible way, as like I said, my last question, is there any way as far as freight to be in the area? Because I don't want to have to, but I mean, I've already spoken to as far as the manager of the Georgia Pacific account at the Fayetteville office, North Carolina location, but I haven't followed up or done anything else because I guess it's been full ever since. But like I said, I'm going to join this account, the dedicated Anheuser, but like I said, yeah, but this question is complicated because, like I said, I'm just waiting to get loaded. But is there any possible way that we can anyway fix that as far as my time off request for North Carolina? Because this is a work in progress, me trying to move back there. So if this all makes sense, again, I apologize for being long-winded. Like, I don't like being long-winded. Open up a terminal.
Okay, well, yeah, no worries. This is Kirk here. So I'm responsible for truckload dedicated in OTR. So you're on the AB fleet. That's a big fleet, and it goes across the entire country, basically. What fleet is your domicile fleet? Are you out of the one in Cartersville?
I'm east. My DMs in there are out of the Colton yard. That's the other gentleman that was on the call on the phone just then. But I did my orientation out of the Fort Worth Premier School yard. Yeah. I guess if that makes sense. But like I said, I initially, my recruiter Martin at the time back in June after Father's Day weekend, I told him personally as well, and not just my DM Rosie, and then at one point in time, Frankie, that switched back there saying, hey, I'm trying to, again, it's a work in progress for me trying to move back there. But like I said, it was working fine at first, getting me there just for time off. But lately, they were 34s because of recaps in a sense. Or again, like I said, it's because I know as a carrier, as is this company, y'all have a 48 state authority. I get that. That's what I'm saying. It's so complicated when you're, like you said, it's a large account than compared to the other accounts combined. Oh, we just Smithfield reefer. I thought about that too, but I wouldn't want to go that route real fast because the simple fact, I've done reefer, don't get me wrong, companies in the past were over the road or regional back then, but I wouldn't drive nights because it's hard for me to stay there, so it would be a different schedule for me even if I were to go that route to do dedicated Smithfield out there locally in a sense. But go ahead.
Got it. So what we'll do is this is a very unique, specific situation. So let me I'll work with Tracy Brown and the AB fleet, and we'll have one of them call you here after the call. Normally when this happens, we would have you change your domicile location to where it would be. You know, the one thing to consider with AB is that we don't route the trucks, they do. So we run where they want us to run. So it may be a challenge, but like you said, we have plenty of other fleets over in the Carolinas. So maybe something is a better fit, but we'll reach out to you after the call and kind of talk through your timeline and what you're thinking if you're going to move and if it's permanent or not. But we'll figure all that stuff out and get you something that's agreeable and works for you.
Yeah, because like I said, the domicile – it's not really necessarily an issue, but I did just move locations in Texas, which I spoke to Mike and HR last month about. I was in McKinney at the time, and I changed to Allen. So, like I said, as far as North Carolina, it's still a work in progress. But like I said, I don't want to have to leave the fleet because of it. That's all I'm getting at.
Yep. Yeah, no worries. So we've got it, and this is Michael, right?
Yeah, Chuck 2305-78, going on 5. Yeah.
Okay. We'll have someone reach out to you, and then we'll figure out something that can work. The nice thing about dedicated and certainly our size and scale, there's plenty of options. So we'll figure something out that works for you, and we'll be in touch after the call.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for
my brother here. I like to be cool, calm, and collect. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, next caller is Thomas Burks. Thomas, can you hear us? Thomas, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, I had to take my phone off mute.
No problem, go ahead. You're a veteran, is that right?
Say again?
Are you a veteran as well?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your service. Are you there? Go ahead.
Can you hear me better now? Can you hear me better now?
Yep, that's better.
Okay, there we go. Well, I actually had a few questions, and they're all actually related to something that's been brought up already. So I'm going to be looking to move hopefully soon. And now that we have to retest for whatever state we move to, would the company be able to help me do that, or would I have to get a third-party tester?
Yeah, Thomas, good question. I think Wayne would probably be best to answer that. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, Thomas. Thank you for your service. Mm-hmm. Happy Veterans Day. Honestly, I'm not really sure I'm understanding the question. If you are looking to apply to another position, we can help you with that. I can show you how I can reach out to you. As far as testing and getting a new license, we can help you as well test if you need to get something changed on your CDL. But as far as the state goes, you would need to go to the state and get the go through the forms and everything at the DMV. I can work on all of those things with you offline. I'll just give you a call after this. How about that?
That's fine. Yeah, that was my question. Like, since I have to retest whenever I change my address to a new state, I have to take the CDL test again. So I have to make sure I have to go third party.
Yeah, we don't do the test.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, you'd have to go through your DMV on that part, but we can help you with any testing issues that you may have or any curriculum.
Okay. Yeah. It's just a matter of having a truck and a tester to do it. But yeah, that was the first
we'll
one.
Yeah,
so
we'll work with you.
Cool.
I'll reach out to you.
Okay.
Okay.
The second one. My mind always goes blank when I have the floor. I hate that. With the optimized idle, I got a 2023 Freightliner, and it doesn't work on mine either. And like, my batteries do not hold up. So, like, if it's in the, you know, shutdown temperature range, I've had to get up every couple of hours and charge my batteries. And so I'm just trying to figure out, I went to Marietta's shop, and they told me I'd have to go to my fleet shop to get anything done. But, you know, I'm trying to figure out, is this just a normal problem with the Freightliners or something with mine?
Yeah, let's have Aaron Durant in maintenance answer that one. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, Thomas, so sometimes what happens is as the trucks get older, the batteries get weak. That's normal. So one of our common practices is when the truck gets a PM, we actually load test them. We'll replace them if they get bad. I can take this offline with you so we can get your truck addressed. We'll get you into a shop, have your batteries load tested, and see if that's part of the problem. And then we can look at the optimized idle setup to make sure that it's set up correctly. So I can take that offline with you.
Okay, that'd be great. Okay, and my last question is, now I'm on GL fleet, and we don't get breakdown or layover pay. So what do we do if, say, like this happened to me a few weeks ago, is somebody didn't do a proper free trip and I got stuck with a busted tire and I lost an entire day sitting in a shop. So, I mean, I know breakdown pay doesn't amount to much, but it does take some of the sting out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah. What is... Yeah, so where does that really leave the us over here when something like that happens? Because it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, I think in a case like that, talk to your fleet manager and work through it. We'll work through it with you on something that's out of the ordinary that costs you a lot of time. We will take care of you. So that's something that you can work on. That I mean, we don't have a kind of like a wide policy on that, but if it's something unique, talk to your leadership and we'll work with you on it.
Okay. Well, I think that was pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, Thomas. Right, so that's a good way to end the call today. Our time is up. Appreciate everybody's comments. Again, Veterans Day. We're so grateful for everyone sacrificing and serving for our country, and love our drivers. And this was a, we got a lot of great feedback today. So thanks, everybody, so much. Hope everybody has a great day. Take care.